The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
B-Pod Studios.
Hey, I don't think you're supposed to be taking walks from the beach.
Ba-do-zap, ba-do-zap.
Opinions is a rectum.
Let's go, Red Sox.
Season four, your mom's a whore. Pizza time.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
I have four recliners. He has three.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Town Fair Tire Studios. You can watch us on Twitch at twitch.tv or the Twitch app. Simply follow 98.5 The Sports Hub. And don't give Wallach any grief, because Rich and I just can't ignore the space between his teeth.
Which is gone now. The space is not there anymore.
Very dated. Yeah, that's due to his Invisalign, and that he just stuck with it. Mm-hmm. He still every night wears a retainer to bed, which I found to be too daunting.
They're called aligners, Fred.
No, I know. Retainer, I found it.
That sounds very fourth grade. Aligners, Fred.
Do they do the same thing as a retainer?
No, you can't see them. So there's no.
No, it's the same thing as a retainer.
Okay. No, but much different.
But in that you have to wear it every night for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
So you're committing to every night for the rest of your life doing that.
I like the results. The results are good.
Believe me, they're good. You don't have to tell me. Just talk about to the stack of mail that comes every morning. Wanted to know, dear John.
So what you're saying is that your teeth are in a constant fight to stay away from each other, and yet you are forcing them together, and it's like a forced relationship.
It wouldn't be. It's not. They're not as big of a fight as it used to be. But yes, that's a good way of putting it.
Okay.
Actually.
So if you just stopped using it, all of a sudden they would buck out.
No, not as bad as before.
Oh, okay.
Not as bad.
Well, I don't know about that. I stopped using mine, and mine just went right back to where they were. Your teeth want what they want. And then you can force them to do only so much. And then they go, I mean, my bottom teeth just went, hello, don't worry about us. We're right back where we were.
Yeah, as I said, my parents were, if you had we need to get braces, we'd all look like robots. And I'd say, all right. So now the whole bottom of my teeth on the bottom are pretty messed up. The top are okay. But then again, I think when you smile, you usually only see the top. So I'm kind of in luck. Now the bottom ones are a mess. There's nothing as aligned.
Well, they tried to give me a chin. There was this all these contraptions that were my mouth would grow and my chin would jut out Brady-esque, but since none of that ever worked. You know, we've discussed the Frankel. Mm-hmm. Amazing that that didn't work better. Something that you shove in your mouth and they give you a bunch of stickers that say lips together because it's so big you can't even shut your mouth over it.
Oh,
that's a good thing to give someone in fourth grade. They'll wear it forever. Like, you'll wear it all the time. Let's see here. Can I put something in my mouth that's the most uncomfortable thing that's ever entered my body? Or may I can take it out. Oh, you know what? I think I might just take it out.
Now, when did you have to wear that? Like, what time of the day did you wear that?
I was supposed to wear it all day.
Oh, my God.
And at night, I believe at night, too, but I'm not positive about at night. And then, you know, they graduate you onto something else, regardless if the other thing was effective at all. And then the next thing was just a retainer that had something to jut down to, like, catch my bottom teeth.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have a weak chin. But that, alas, did not work either.
It seemed like almost every day in middle school, someone was digging through the cafeteria trash for their retainer.
Mickey D's trash myself.
Yep. Oh, sure. Yeah, I mean, yeah, no question. And that's always a fun day, too. Like, what is the detoxing situation when you get it out of a McDonald's trash can?
I don't know, but I am one of those proud people whose parents made go through the trash.
Were they yelling at you the entire time like mine did?
Yeah, I mean,
oh God, all over me.
Yeah, to get you to dig through the trash requires some sort of lip. You know, they're not just going, oh, would you please go through the trash? Because you would say no. So they have to go, you know, get your ass over there and go through the trash. And I did, find it.
Mm-hmm.
Which has got to make the people at McDonald's happy, too.
And that's not a glove situation, either. That's day, digging your hands, getting dirty.
Yeah.
Right in people's half-eaten Big Macs. And
well, the good thing is, like, no kids eat at McDonald's. Because there's not mushed up food and all kinds of crap.
You're joking, right? No kids.
Yes, of course, it's all kids. It's all idiot kids that don't know how to do anything.
Right, it's all like, you know, gummed up nuggets.
Yeah, exactly. Like, just half eaten, like, smeared in, like, you know, Rorschach tests of ketchup.
Oh, that's just the worst. And that's the thing, is that, I mean, there was no one wearing gloves in middle school going through, like, the applesauce and half-eaten stop sign pizzas, they used to call it, which are basically just, like, horribly made pizzas.
And I think that we were on vacation, like, dry, because remember, I didn't fly until high school. So I think that I was most likely, like, driving down to Florida. So I was in, like, South Carolina or something where they made me do it.
Yep.
So I was, like, trapped in so many ways. There was no way to get out. Because it wasn't my local McD's, I can tell you that. I seem to recall it being on vacation.
Ugh.
And what a vacation it was, gentlemen. Hachi machi.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's I always felt bad for those kids. I never. Once again, you know, they all have straight teeth and I don't now, but I don't know if I would ever trade straight teeth for the hell you had to go through between the ages of about, what, 12 and 15?
I would have looked, the one thing orthodontics did is that you would have seen me and you would have said, like, is this guy a British colonial? You know, like, my teeth were, like, all over the place. So at least it, like, kind of contained them.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
you're Shane McGowan is what you're saying.
No, it's not going great. I mean, they weren't rotting out of my mouth. But I was, and they were all there.
Well, McGowan's got, like, a whole new mouth of now, right?
Yeah, and he looks great.
He doesn't look right. He looks like Crash.
Yeah, he's got this whole new mouth of teeth. You don't know Shane McGowan from the Pogues, famous drunk. No, yeah, now he's just like in this wheelchair, yelling and screaming at everyone and snapping his cane at him.
But he's doing it through his teeth.
Yep, but he's got teeth.
That might be the grossest teeth in all of, like, in any entertainer. I don't can't think of anyone I've ever seen with grosser teeth than Shane McGowan back in the day. Anyone. Anyone. I'm talking about old people, like, you know, like, people that, like, were, like, friends of my grandpa's. Those are the worst teeth I think I've ever seen from anybody.
I think that's a safe assessment. You don't get too many people who have been ignored like that.
I mean, but it almost takes an effort to be that bad.
Oh, yeah. Cobain never brushed his teeth, but they never got to that situation.
Oh, I didn't know that. Kurt Cobain was anti-toothbrushing?
He ate apples. He insisted apples were nature's toothbrush.
I did know people in middle school who had braces who just didn't know how to brush them right, and like you could smell them. You could actually smell them next to you. Their breath was so bad.
I've had that conversation in this house. Yeah. Like, do you want? You realize like this lack of effort has disgusting results.
Oh yeah, and like you can. There's like build up too, which was always gross.
Oh, like the kids who got their braces off, and then it was like, oh, hey, corn kernels. Like, you got these, like, splotches of white in the middle of, like, yellow.
Right. It's like after you get your teeth straight, now you got to get them colored.
And I don't know if they did that when we were kids.
Oh.
The one time I got someone offered me free teeth whitening. So, on the advice of my wife, that would have me do everything to somehow improve my appearance, I did it, and it was one of the most uncomfortable things I've ever done in my entire life.
So now, what was that? Because I've done the one where you buy the strips that have the goo on it that you lay on your teeth, and that's gross.
Yeah, that's a walk in the park. This is they use like black light or blue light or some kind of light, and it just every nerve inside your teeth can feel this light. And it's just this really uncomfortable, like, tooth pain. Like, oh, how do you describe it? Like, that high-end tooth pain? Like,
oh, sure.
That, like,
so if it hits
high
the
register, yeah, like, high-register tooth pain.
Yeah.
Not like an ache, but like a real inside-the-tooth pain. Like, where all the... And I'm sitting there, like, thrusting around. Like,
did it work?
I don't think I let him do... I mean, it really hurt me. I was too much of a puss. I don't know. Did it work? I mean, I don't have, you know, brown chunky teeth, but I don't know. Everything could be better, Rich. I could upgrade pretty much everything on the old body and be okay.
I think you learn at some point just to, you know, try to assess what you're okay with. Like, yeah. If the rest of my life I was 15 pounds overweight, I'd be fine with that. Or for the rest of my life, my hair has like a big hole in the top of it, I'd be fine with that. There's certain things you just negotiate with your body as you go along life.
Right.
And you realize that, you know what, you're as long as you're not dead,
right,
and you can function, you know, maybe the rest of it doesn't quite matter that much.
Yeah, like I don't want to weigh what I weigh now, but I don't want to weigh what I weighed when I was 22. So yeah, you're right. Like,
you just start making deals with yourself.
Yeah, like if I cut 15, sure, it's not perfect.
But, right,
like, you know, maybe the doctor's not thrilled.
Sure.
But if I cut 15, you know, maybe I lose some in the chest and the gut's not so big, so we'll start with that.
Sure, it's also the am I going to give up hours of my free time in order to, you know, lose 10 pounds?
Well, that was the scariest thing, is the day that I realized I just couldn't cut weight again, because I used to just be able to go, oh, all right, I can cut 10 pounds.
Yeah, yeah,
like without like a terrible amount of effort.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think I'm 47, I think at 43, I went, oh, no. Oh, no, no. I can't do this.
I'm not able to do this anymore.
Yeah, like this is over. This idea of just being able to cut the weight is long gone. And like, my metabolism is saying, no, no. All right, so Richard, what is coming up already?
Well, the Red Sox just couldn't have played any better than they did this weekend. Don't look now. They are in third place in the American League right now.
Yeah, Johnny.
And nowhere near first place.
They're not getting into first place. But right.
This hot streak they're on, they're 19-4 this month. They've gained a half a game on the Yankees. Mm-hmm.
By the way, but it's a three-game series in these playoffs. It is not one and done, gentlemen. So
that's correct. First round, that's right.
Yep, so, I mean, you have an opportunity. Everyone's got the tunity. As I say, you want an attitude change or you want a tunity? All right, very good. We'll be right back.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo! The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling helpline MA.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
We're waking up. Boston sports fans.
This really feels like a big time radio show.
Torture and Rich.
Are you listening out there?
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed. It's Torture and Rich.
We are the Toucher and Rich radio program. Rich, what happened last evening?
Real quick, if for some reason I just fall ill tomorrow, you'll know why. The studio right now, the main studio, right now, the air conditioning's out, so it's like it's sweltering. It's
almost 80 degrees in this room,
it's,
Fred.
But in the studio that I edit in between the show, it's like an ice box. So I went from like basically sweating to walking into a room and my nipples immediately becoming hard enough to dial a phone. So the back and forth, it's going to do something to jack up my whole works of my body. So if tomorrow I for some reason bag out, you'll know exactly why that happened.
Why don't you just go to Nantucket and broadcast from there? Really, there's no use for the station anymore. Like, nothing is going to get fixed. I have you can yodel me. I have my wife is with my daughter at an overnight thing, and my son has someone here, and someone had to stay. And since I can broadcast from home, I didn't feel guilty about doing it. So, it's a lot of fun.
Who's in charge of moving that guy up the mountain?
I don't know, but it's debatable if at home is Yoda Lehihu, but Rich seems to think no, and Zolek seems to think it's a half.
Okay. But
you think no, and Zolek thinks a half. I got enough going on to worry about Scott, but I just think that we would all be better at home.
Well, you haven't been here since they have completely taken out the cubicles.
Like I have. I was there on I was there on Thursday.
Oh, okay. So. Well, Thursday there were still like some remnants.
Yeah.
Now it's nothing.
You can play catch now.
Yeah.
Not in the cubicle area.
It's basically like storage boxes and rat turds, and that's all that's left.
Don't you think that it would just be better if we weren't there? Like, they would just give them room to, like,
do whatever they got to do.
See, I don't
like,
mind.
We're not on TV.
Right. You see, I don't mind being here. I have no problem with being
it's
anywhere
not,
else.
It's, but what
I'm
not
saying
the
is,
point.
I'm saying, no, hear me out. Yeah. Unless, I don't mind being here when the AC is working and the heat is. Yeah. Like, I mean, like, we came in here and Nick and Dan might have it the worst of anybody because for some reason, this studio, like the center one that me and John are in, has done an okay job kind of getting to a tolerable
kind of
temperature.
Two is greater than one on a scale of 100.
Yeah, but better. Like where Nick is and where Dan is, I mean, they're basically sitting there in the old steam room. They're like, you know, it's like Plato's Retreat.
Nick's
there.
Ready to faint in the other room. He came. We have a fan that we used during the first break, and Nick came in and commandeered that.
Yes, Dan.
So you know when you are hot or sweaty and you wear your headphones for too long, I have the ring of... like sweat around my ears just from having the headphones on my head for the past ten or 15 minutes.
Then you got to do what Mike did. Mike Lockhart and I walked into the studio back there, and I mean, it's like
go back to the jock lounge. It's freezing.
It's freezing on that side of the building, and it's sweltering on this side of the building.
So my thing is this. Thursday, if I'm not mistaken, is the last day of the lease. I can't imagine things getting...
Can't imagine you being back here ever again.
Well, I don't think I should. I think I should be.
Fred, I don't think anyone
you've done
would
a very
care.
Good job of talking yourself into that. Yes.
But you know, I don't think anyone would. It doesn't matter. Listen, if the broadcast is the broadcast, if you can broadcast, and great. I don't care where it's from. Nobody should care where it's from. All I know is that this was a little strange surprise this morning. We all came in and it felt like you were walking into a sauna.
Yeah.
And it's weird because the other side's hunky-dory.
What's the over-under on what time the guy will be here? 9:50?
No, 10:05.
I've already gotten used to it. I know it sounds weird, but like I've already gotten used to it here. But you guys are getting just smoked.
My point is that it's just if I was having to take everything out of a building or if I was someone who had to do the air conditioning or if I was someone who had to do anything, I'd prefer no one to be there. I would just prefer the place to be empty and let myself have at it. And Dan, you're right. I am maybe trying to convince it so we don't have to come in again.
Well, you say we. Yeah.
Well, you would have to.
Yes.
Well, no. Rich and Wallach as well wouldn't have to come in.
True.
I mean, they're
almost on your side. I can see this.
Oh, as I said, I've never had a problem with that. I think that you could, as long as the show's on, I have no problem where it happens. I've never had a problem with that.
No, Dan, I'm going to be there tomorrow. All right. I'll be there all week.
We're all day to day. Yep.
Yeah, believe me, I'm going to be there. I'm here all week. So I'll be there with bells on.
Well, hopefully it will all be fixed and fine and dandy by then. Because why not invest in actually spending money to fix something in a building that you're about to move out of?
It's about to be knocked down, not moved out of. It's about to be knocked
the
F down.
And then they're going to knock the building down.
See, that's why I don't think I have a ton of faith of them paying a huge bill on someone to come fix something.
That is my point. The lease is up in 3 days. Like... I would want everyone... I've had the conversation with Dennis, the engineer. He's like, yeah, please leave. On the golf course, he said it. He said it in there. I can mark the dates and times of our conversation, places they were, of him just being like, yes, please leave. And me going, yes, I would love to. But this week, no, I will be there. This week, I'll be there. Now, after that, Dan, I cannot make any promises. Because then I have a week off, and I'm broadcasting for Tennessee for one day. Ah. Then I cannot promise you where I'll be. But I can tell you.
Good luck getting back. Like the travel. I mean, I'm traveling, too, this week. It's just, you keep looking at the news stories about the travel and the flights.
Stop, stop.
No, everything on the news is exciting.
I'm flying too, and it's just don't even. I don't want that. I think I booked an airline that's usually reliable, but even those airlines are unreliable.
It's not one anymore.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
No, it's problems everywhere.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
I'm flying through Charlotte, so what could go wrong?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always nice. The old layover in Charlotte. I've been there many a time. Well, all of a sudden, the Red Sox have the third best record in the American League.
Little flare to left field, charging on a Clement, and diving, can't get it. One run in. Here comes a second run in. Martinez and Bogarts both across home plate. Trevor Story reaching 50 runs batted in. Red Sox on top, 5-0.
That is Nesson, and how about that? After sweeping the Cleveland Franconas this weekend, the Red Sox have now won 7 in a row, 11 of their last 13, and have found themselves peacocking right there in third place in the AL with after their 8-3 win yesterday. And this time, it was against a good team. Rich Hill had another good outing, this time lasting 6 innings, only giving up 1 run. They were able to convert 3 double plays. I mean, they looked really good. Jaron Duran, he stayed hot, which sucks because he's not able to travel to Toronto.
Brilliant career move.
For their next series.
Never gets a chance to play. He's playing full-time. He had 4 hits Saturday. He had 2 hits yesterday. And nope, I'm not playing. No. I'm not getting vaccinated. I'm not going to Toronto.
Well, here is Alex Cora after the game.
It's not easy to do, and I just told the coaches, you know, good job by everybody. That's a good baseball team. They've been playing great. We're a different team, man. You know, we're good, and we got to keep working, and we got to keep working hard for what we are trying to accomplish. But we feel good, you know. Now we get ready for Toronto. Obviously, you know, they're one of the big boys in the division. They've been playing solid throughout the season, and it's going to be a challenge, but we'll be ready for it.
Dan, hang on. Just tell him what you just told me in my headphones.
Oh, I read the quote from Duran saying he was, quote, still doing his research.
Yes, that's right.
Still doing his research on vaccines.
Yes, that's right. So that was his excuse when questioned.
Very detailed research. He's up to his elbows in medical journals and everything else.
We're 2 years into this. Very slow learner.
Yes, he's got his monocle on. He's, you know, he's got his Bunsen burner, and he's taking a look inside of the you know what he's doing? He's doing his own experiments at home. I'm sure.
Oh, he's Matthew Slatering the thing. He's got the Bunsen burner and the beakers and all that stuff.
Well, no, he's several Petri dishes. He's seen.
He's moonlighting at Moderna on his off days.
Oh, of course.
Yes. Okay. Well, the Sox will be without their de facto closer as well, since Tanner Houck also is probably doing his research. That series against Toronto starts tonight at 7:07. But what's crazy, John, and you mentioned this before the break, is that as well as the Sox have been playing, there's still 11 games back of the Yankees.
They've gained a half a game.
That's crazy.
19 of 23, they've gained a half a game on the Yankees.
And yes, Aaron Judge continues to play out of his mind.
Pitch is swung on and hit in the end of deep left. That ball's high. It is far. It is gone. It's a walk-off 3-run home run. It's a Judgian blast to deep left center into the bullpen. And the Yankees win the ball game by the score of 6-3. All right, all rise. Here comes the judge.
Okay, what is Judgian from?
It's like Ruthie. It's a play on Ruthian blast.
It was actually a ground ball to the pitcher.
Well, in that ballpark, you might be right.
So this is great because we all know that Aaron's obviously in line for a massive contract, and that things, according to reports, aren't going quite as smoothly as they could between him and the Yankees. Maybe that's why he made a comment like this. Yesterday after the game,
there was no panic all day. You know, even though we were getting no hit for a while, there was just no panic. You know, we trust in each other, we trust in this team, and when you got the fans like this, you know, you can do anything you can. You can do anything you want.
You mentioned the no panic. Where does that confidence, that quiet confidence, come from this team?
Oh, when you're the best player on the team, you know, how can you not?
I'm about to make $300 million. That's what
Maz,
that says.
Maz is a big proponent of the Red Sox stepping in.
Well, I do find it funny, Fred, because, you know, we mentioned the rumor on Friday. Not rumor, the report. You know, of all people, Buster Olney's not someone who just throws something to the wall. He's not a hot take guy. And he is one of the people that thought that the Red Sox would be interested in possibly pouncing if Judge ended up going to the market, which I think is utterly ridiculous when they didn't pay Mookie Betts, and most likely they're not going to pay Rafael Devers or Xander Bogaerts.
There's no way.
That's Buster Olney's words, not mine.
No way. Don't throw Devers in there. We don't know they're not paying Devers. Devers' contract isn't up after the season.
It's because of some of the comments that were made at the beginning of the year about Devers.
There's really no excuse about Devers. If they don't sign Devers, homegrown, young.
Well, it's just like Mookie.
No.
But Mookie, they were
like
going.
Xander.
Mookie, I don't understand Bogaerts, but unless they would make the argument that he's going to be 30.
Yes.
So here's the deal, though, is that.
So is Judge. I mean, Judge is 30.
Well, hold on.
One thing at a time.
Fred's building
too much. You're throwing too much at me, baby.
Hold on, Fred.
I believe they got rid of Betts because Betts didn't want to be here, which is starting to come out more. And that they believed they were going to go into a cycle where they were going to be losing. And why pay the guy through that? Second, what did you mention? Bogarts, I think that's because he's 30.
Yep.
And then Devers, I can't think of any executive that wasn't for a team that just hamstrung him.
So in the offseason, apparently Devers, I guess it was John Heyman who leaked out that Devers' people in the Red Sox were more than $100 million apart.
Well, look, Devers is the best hitter, one of the three or four best hitters in Major League Baseball as we sit here right now.
Right.
And I understand, I don't like it, but I understand why they're not going to re-sign Xander Bogarts. Bogarts carried a lot of water for this franchise, but he is going to be 30, and the Red Sox don't want to pay him $30 or $35 million a season, which is the going rate. Judge is going to get 8 years and $300 million. I think we're all in agreement on this. He's 30 years old. He's going to get 7 or 8 years at $35 million a season. I mean, the year he's having, he's going to be the American League MVP. He is the best player on far and away the best team in Major League Baseball.
And he'll tell you that.
And he's right. You can afford to do that when you're right. The Red Sox aren't going to spend that amount of money on a very large outfielder whose body is probably going to break down after the first 4 years of his contract. Mm-hmm. I mean, look at what happened to Miguel Cabrera. Look at what happened to Albert Pujols. It doesn't work. So if they're not going to pay Bogarts, they're not going to pay Judge. What they should do is spend $35 million a year on Devers. I'm going to reserve judgment until they let him go. I think that's where the money is going to go. It's not going to go to Judge. It's not going to go to Bogarts. It is going to go to Devers.
Well, they're not starting things off nicely with that report. I mean, they're being over $100 million apart is pretty insane.
Well, they've screwed it up before with Lester, but they've come in too low and then had to desperately try to climb back into it.
They're waiting for him to win MVP, Rafael Devers. So, gives him a little negotiating power.
I think that the only way that you end up with Judge is if Henry just falls in love with him and just can't be him. Can be him. I want to see Judge Hinton.
Which, by the way, I think we all agree that a better contract would be Rafael Devers than Aaron Judge.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
I think we're all in agreement
discussion.
With that.
Yes. Yeah, he's 5 years younger and just as good a hitter. So, yes.
Yeah. But if you want to just matinee idol looks, you go no further than
right.
Judge. All right. Yeah, he's a very handsome man. All right, Rich, what do you want to do? What do we got
coming
up?
We have a new Stanley Cup champion, Fred Tuchman.
Yeah, baby. All right, we'll have that for you just a moment.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season. So don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win. Go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Don't you dare think that we think we're superstars.
No.
We get kicked in the reality nuts about once a week.
Tutcher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Splendor vibe. Whatever makes you happy.
This sounds like something from the Fuel era. of alternative music, where it was like this song, like a song like this would be played 1,000 times a day on the radio, but no one was really a fan of the band. Like,
yeah,
like
whatever.
By Oleander, right?
No, not Oleander.
Splendor.
Yeah, Splendor.
Why I'm Here is Oleander, right?
Reason
why I'm here.
I forgot about Yeah Whatever, and then like 5 years ago, I was maybe 10 years ago. I was in. We were driving somewhere in my wife's car at the time, and I found an old 99X CD. And I put it in, and I completely forgot about, yeah, whatever. And then all these memories came flooding back of my first days at 99X and how much fun that was.
There was something about that song, this is so random, that really, for some reason, drove me crazy. And that is that the first line started with the word and. I hate it. It's like, and you're primitive. No, you don't start a song with the word and.
Or like, do you? And get that in earworm in the old Richard Lee beer.
Yeah. And you're primitive.
And you're something that's to me.
It's like, no, there's nothing before that. There's no reason to say and start
more
a song
than
with that.
I scream.
Yeah. That was a weird era of music. Like that, like 90s harmless alternative. Just, there were so many bands that were played like all the time on the radio that nobody truly was a fan of. Like Three Doors Down, like no one was really a fan of Three Doors Down, yet they were always on the radio.
But Three Doors Down kind of was after that. Three Doors Down was when it was no fun.
Yeah, and you're primitive.
I love this song.
Really? I mean, it's not a bad song, but it's just like, it's not a great song.
It represents like fun. And its randomness.
Like, this is like the Little Black Backpack era of music.
Yes, yes, Stroke 9. We don't have to stay friends. Let's pretend that we're enemies.
Yeah,
whatever makes
you happy. Yeah, it's just like harmless, nobody cares,
it's
faceless.
Good. Yeah, it's a nice little pop song.
Dishwalla. Tell me all your thoughts on God.
Oh, God.
Like,
your thoughts on God, though, had an air of, like, we're smarter than the room.
Oh, because I really like to meet her.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's just and listen, do I think Splendor to belong in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? And have I ventured beyond that song in my listening of theirs? No. But as a, you know, 3 month rotational hit on alternative rock, why not?
As a music nerd, it drove me crazy because during that era, there were so many great bands making great music, yet radio didn't play any of them.
Well, that was the whole Nirvana thing to me, is that I was like, you know, this band, not only Nirvana, but this style of music is, you know, 15 years old.
Sure.
I mean, but I had never heard of any, when I went to 99X, I had never heard of any of those bands.
Because,
I never heard of Creed.
Because they weren't big. You never heard of Creed?
I had never heard of Creed.
Okay, Creed's one band that cut through. I mean, those guys were selling out places like the TD Garden.
No, I understand that. But, like, I had, believe me, I think after being there for a year, I introduced them in front of 100,000 people. I had no idea. But, like, I had no idea who. Maybe any of those. Here's who we were playing when I first started in 99X. Jimmy's Chicken Shack, Splendor, Creed.
Low Fidelity All-Stars.
No, that came later. I didn't like that.
I thought Battle Flag was an okay song. I didn't mind that song. That was pretty good.
We were playing, of course, Fuel.
Fuel is okay. They're the perfect example of a band that was played probably more than any other band in the alternative format for about like a period of 5 to 10 years, yet nobody was truly a fan of Fuel.
Yeah, and I had never heard of them. So, like, it was all this money, music I'd
Collective
never heard of.
Soul.
Yeah, right. And
Seven Mary Three. Although, you know, that's
Seven Mary Three was when I was in college was a hit. And the only reason I know is because they're from Orlando. And I was in Orlando. But, like, so anyway, so it was all this, like, music I'd never heard of. And, like, all of a sudden, like, I was getting to do all this stuff and girls were paying attention to me. So it was a. It was a very good time in my life, so I have nothing bad to say about that 1999, late 99, early 2000s. That was
SR-71.
All right, now I was there when the man met his wife. That was a Butch Walker song that he gave to
scooter
them. Well, we've talked about
lit. Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about lit on the golf course.
Yep.
If you listen to My Own Worst Enemy, there's not even a riff there. It's entirely how the tone of it. Because I would love to hear someone play My Own Worst Enemy, just plug in it like Guitar Center and just into an amp and go flum, it would sound like nothing. But for that song, it's
yeah, no, the production's great. The dot.
Yeah, like any,
like they did a good job.
Yeah, but if you were just plugged in with not a bunch of crap on it, it would sound like garbage. Yeah, so there you go.
You're probably right. And there's...
I know. I'm fairly confident about that. If I can notice it, yes. I'm not as sophisticated in any way as you. If I can notice that, like, wow, this is not even a riff.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Well, the Lightning Dynasty is dead. You can pop me up.
Congratulations to the Colorado Avalanche. They have won the Stanley Cup. They mobbed Darcy Kuemper. They had a great season. They had a great playoff. And they certainly earned it in this series. So the Lightning's reign is back-to-back champs. That comes to an end, but they gave a valiant effort tonight.
Oh, it's a Tampa play-by-play man, Dave Mishkin. I'm sorry. I know today is a rough day because you truly live through your team. My thoughts are with you. To Phil Esposito, continue to enjoy your vacation. You no longer have to attend the arena to fall asleep
at night.
You
should drink at a different place.
That's right.
You're in your living room instead of at the rink.
Yeah, but it takes about two less to get where I want to go because of the atmosphere.
Sure, right. Sure.
You know, there's very little oxygen. So it's one less Manhattan, you're at the same place.
Is he still doing his political, like he used to do like a YouTube
thing. I thought it was not a podcast. I thought it was a podcast.
But it was, yeah, but it was like a TV thing, too. I was.
Is he still what's going on in the world looking for this Pokemon? Well, I'll tell you where he is. He's up your ass.
Okay, so he's very angry with Pokemon.
Is he still on the broadcast? Because you've played rather long highlights from Michigan that I can't hear anything, which doesn't mean he's not on it because he never talked anyway, but like I have not even heard a grunt from him.
Oh yeah, he gets woken up in some of the clips that we've played during this run. Like, you know, right. Michigan will, of course, you know, yell out of it, ah! And he'll just, ah! You'll just say, like, it sounds like he, yeah. Like Michigan almost, I don't blame him for spazzing out because I think it's twice. He's trying to capture the moment and wake up his co-commentator.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, the Avalanche, they win the Stanley Cup in six games. Cale Makar wins the Conn Smythe. Not bad for a 23-year-old. That's fairly
not
impressive.
Not just the Conn Smythe. He won the Norris Trophy this year also. He was Rookie of the Year 2 years ago. He's 23.
Yep.
It's insane what that kid is doing.
Not bad. Meanwhile, David Quinn has emerged as the front runner for the Bruins head coaching job. He was reportedly interviewed last week, and according to all of the scuttlebutt, Sweeney and McAvoy have been advocates for him and trying to push him to become the next guy. Are you hearing the same thing I'm hearing, John Wallach?
Yes, I am. He was the first candidate that talked with Sweeney that met with ownership over the weekend, and you know, Jay Leach was talked to. I mean, these are the two guys that Flutish and Zala had right at the beginning of this thing. But it looks like Quinn's the clear front runner, even though the Bruins technically are going to narrow their list to the two or three guys this week.
It does seem like, well, this is the first one we're hearing that players or people within the organization are pushing for, correct?
Yes.
And if McAvoy's pushing for him, I can't think of a player right now more important to get the thumbs up from. I think that McAvoy's endorsement probably right now to this team means more than anybody else's because he's one part of the youth movement and he's someone who's going to be a leader for this team for a long while.
He's the one guy who's a leader, who's going to be a leader that's locked in for a long period of time.
So basically they're going to announce it this week is what you're saying.
Well, yeah. I mean, they can't wait much longer. They got to move forward here. They can't spend the next 2 or 3 weeks talking to guys.
Like, who still needs a coach? Dallas? Did they get a guy? I know that they were
of teams left
because Pittsburgh just got their guy. Obviously, I'm sorry, Philly just got their guy and Torts. Torts went to Philly, right?
Yep.
Okay, and
Detroit. Detroit doesn't have one. Winnipeg doesn't have one, and the Bruins don't have one. Three.
So I'm assuming this would be it. Are you passionate one way or another, Fred, about? About Quinn being the new coach?
I have, when it comes to hockey coaches, outside of Tortorella, I don't know. Like I haven't followed these guys' careers. I have to be honest with you. Same with baseball managers. I'm like, all right, I don't know who that guy is 99% of the time.
You also have to think about the head coach they hire now might not necessarily be around when the Bruins get good again. I mean, that's the other part of this. They're very much in a transitional period. You don't know about Pastrnak. You don't know about what the future holds for Marchand in a couple of years. I mean, yeah, Bergeron apparently is going to come back for 1 year, but the guy who gets hired now and is kind of hired to kind of move all these younger players through this transitional period, you think this guy's going to be here 5 years from now?
I guess that's part of your main gig, is to create an environment that makes Pastrnak conducive to make Pastrnak want to stay. And I know that's a tall ask for anybody, and I don't know if just a coach can do that, but I got to assume that when you're hiring him as a general manager, you're thinking, who's somebody that can connect with a guy like Boston and keep him happy?
That's part of it, but I think that what they really need, what they would love more than anything, is if they could take this coach, there's, you know, the handful of players that they've drafted that haven't lived up to expectations, like if he could take three of them, and you could point to three guys and go, see?
Yeah.
See? Like Trent Frederick's,
The guy you need is Studnica. That's the guy.
I know, but Studnica is the one who's probably the most potential. But when I'm talking, you know what I'm saying.
Yes,
Frederick's one of the guys.
Yes,
like, there's like five guys. Right. If you can point to three of them and go, look at what they're doing. Look at how hamstrung they were with Cassidy's coach. All that would be helpful. You don't look like a fool then if you're Sweeney, much of one. All right, we'll be back in just a moment.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Mike Palmer, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
The Doug Flutie Jr. Foundation for Autism is proud to be the presenting sponsor of the Boston Marathon's Adaptive Program for Runners, creating opportunities for runners with autism and other disabilities to participate in the legendary Boston Marathon.
Hi, my name is Eric Fishman, and I'm running as a member of the Adaptive Program for Runners in this year's Boston Marathon. Thanks to the Flutie Foundation, runners like me can achieve their dreams and finish the greatest race in the world.
Woo!
The Flutie Foundation promotes inclusion for all to help everyone achieve their running dreams in Boston and beyond. Visit FlutieFoundation.org to get involved.
Hey, the 82 preseason is in the books, and it's finally time for the real season, so don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, every opening tip to all those buzzer beaters, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and much more. And if you're new to sports betting, it's super easy to get started. Try betting on something simple like a team to win, go to the app, select your team, and place your first bet. That's simple. And here's something to sweeten the deal. For new customers, bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Again, use the code SPORTSHUB. And if you're a new customer, you'll get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. That's only on DraftKings.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Visit the president of Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms.
Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.